Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Voters in tomorrow's state primary election will decide several hotly contested races, including the Democratic nomination in the U.S. Senate contest between the incumbent Senator Ed Markey and Congressman Joe Kennedy. Joining us this morning to discuss the state of the race ahead of Election Day tomorrow is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks and Tufts University political scientist Jeff Berry. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
So, Anthony, let me start with you. As you were out in the field reporting on that Senate race this weekend, give us a sense of how Markey and Kennedy are making their closing arguments.
Well, both of them are trying to make a case that they're responding to Massachusetts residents in these difficult times. Both are talking about the challenges of the pandemic, particularly on Black and brown communities. Both are talking about the need to respond to the current racial justice movement. So, as we've been pointing out a lot, Bob, Markey and Kennedy agree on just about all major issues. But Kennedy is really trying to hit the point that Markey just isn't in here in the state enough, and that he, Kennedy, represents the kind of change that's necessary, and that Markey, who's been serving in Washington since before Kennedy was born, is part of the status quo that has left too many people behind. To that, Markey, quotes one of his boosters, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says Markey is the generational change that we are seeking. And in the final days of the campaign, he's looking past Kennedy, focusing on policing, racial justice, climate change, and the November election, saying that justice itself is on the ballot.
Jeff Berry, let's talk a little bit more about who these candidates are speaking to, because to a large degree, this has been a fight over which candidate is most progressive. I want to ask about that after we listen to two campaign ads back to back. Here they are.
When it comes to progressive leadership, it's not your age that counts. It's the age of your ideas. And Ed Markey is the leader that we need.
If you think this is as good as we could possibly be, then great. Vote for the status quo. But if you believe that we actually can do better, this has to be the moment where we finally reject the policies of the past.
That was New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the ad for Ed Markey, followed by Joe Kennedy III making his own case. Jeff Berry, who's made the more effective argument for winning the support of Massachusetts progressives, Markey or Kennedy?
The basic dynamic of challenges to incumbents in the Democratic Party is that the challenger comes from the left and runs as a progressive. An example would be AOC, who you just had on, and Ayanna Pressley here in Boston, who took on Michael Capuano. They argue that they're not liberals, they're change agents. In this race, Markey positioned himself to the left of Kennedy. He said he, because of his support for the Green New Deal and the support of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, he came across as the change agent, which left Kennedy as the establishment, and that put him in a very difficult position as the challenger.
So then let me ask about the polls. When Kennedy launched his challenge a year ago, the polls showed he had a big lead over Markey, but the most recent polls from just last week suggest Markey has turned that around and now leads Kennedy. I want to ask both of you about this. Do you buy that? Do you think these numbers are right? Jeff Berry, you first, then Anthony.
There's been four polls. They've all showed the same thing. So, yes, I think you have to believe that there is something to them. Kennedy is ahead at this point. I think that Kennedy's had a very tough time establishing a rationale for running. In the very first debate, in the very first question, in the first debate, he was asked, why are you running? And his argument was, well, this is a unique time in American politics, and you need somebody like me to fight. That hasn't been a convincing answer.
Anthony, do you how do the polls seem to be playing on the campaign trail?
Yeah, my sense, and let's be clear, I think Jeff meant to say that the latest polls show that Markey has a pretty substantial lead. And my sense, and this is just a gut feeling that I have, that this race is closer than last week's poll suggests. That said, you know, I wasn't surprised that Kennedy started out with a lead in this race almost a year ago. If your name is Kennedy in Massachusetts, that gives you an automatic bump. But over the past year, Markey has fought back really hard. And at the end of the day, for Kennedy to win, I agree with what Jeff Berry says. Voters need a reason to vote Markey out. And while Kennedy has made a case that he has a progressive record, it's not clear that he's made the case that one of the party's strongest and longest-serving progressives, Markey, should be fired. So if Markey is indeed in the lead, as the polls suggest, I think that's the reason why. And if Kennedy doesn't close the gap now in the next 24 hours, he'll be known as the only Kennedy who couldn't win in Massachusetts. So interesting times at this moment.
There was a bit of a surprise in the race last week when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi came out to endorse Kennedy. Does Pelosi support bolster Kennedy's argument for being the most progressive in the race or diminish it? Jeff Berry?
I think Pelosi's endorsement defined Kennedy as part of the liberal establishment. The real important endorsement in this race was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the TV commercial she cut for Ed Markey. She signaled to liberals and progressives in Massachusetts about Markey, this is our guy.
Yeah, I guess, Bob, I would say I'm not sure that endorsements mean that much in most political races. That said, I think Pelosi's endorsement says more about the work that Kennedy did supporting Democrats leading up to the 2018 midterm elections than how much of a progressive he is. You know, of course, Markey has been endorsed by a whole bunch of progressives, like Jeff said, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Sunrise Movement, among other progressive groups. So, you know, this race has been a bit of a competition for endorsements, but in general, I really don't think that's what voters end up focusing on.
All right, Anthony, a quick answer to this last question. You'll be on WBUR tomorrow night reporting on the results of this race. A long night or a short night?
I think it's going to be a long night because a lot of people have been voting for a while. There are a lot of mail-in ballots. I think it's going to take some time to sort all that out in this pandemic moment.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Thanks, Anthony.
My pleasure, Bob.
Tufts University political scientist, WBUR analyst Jeff Berry. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.